USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A former top White House aide has testified at an impeachment hearing on Capitol Hill. After saying Trump haters are trying to take down the president, former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski refused to answer Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler about his meeting with the president, as referenced in the Mueller report.
Congressman, I'd like you to refresh my memory by providing a copy of the report so I can follow along.
Hey, you don't have a copy with you?
I don't have a copy.
And Lewandowski made clear, no matter how simple the question, he wouldn't go beyond what he told the special counsel.
I'm trying to adhere to the White House's request.
Nadler blasted the limitations that the White House lawyers placed on Lewandowski, charging it's part of the president's effort to obstruct a congressional investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 34 points, the Nasdaq up 32, and the S&P 500 up 8. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The search for a Florida mom and her kids ends in tragedy, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
32-year-old Casey Jones and her four children hadn't been seen in about 6 weeks. Then Marion County, Florida Sheriff Bill Woods said that her husband, Michael, was located in Brantley County, Georgia, where he was involved in a traffic crash.
That's where the mother's body was found in the vehicle, and then we have also located the remains of all four children.
Jones' husband allegedly killing all of the five victims weeks ago in their home in Marion County and then recently moving the bodies to Georgia.
Democrats have proposed legislation to combat a Trump administration rule rolling back protections for endangered species. The U.S. Interior Department announced the reforms in August, limiting which animals can be placed on the endangered species list and limiting how far in the future the department looks to determine if a species will be threatened or become extinct. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A broadcast news legend has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
We're following two major stories tonight.
Cokie Roberts was a lifelong journalist, but she's most known for her time on NPR as a host of Morning Edition and later as an ABC News political commentator.
The American people don't want this to go on.
But he can't do an I didn't inhale and I didn't, I wasn't ever drafted.
Roberts fought breast cancer in 2002 and recently acknowledged some health issues were causing her to lose weight. Roberts won countless awards. She wrote 8 books and was named Living Legend by the Library of Congress in 2008. Cokie Roberts was 75. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Imelda is moving in from the Gulf of Mexico, threatening to dump up to 18 inches of rain in parts of southeast Texas and southwestern Louisiana. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham.
It's already on shore. It really didn't last very long when it was over the waters. But as a result, the center has already made it on shore. The big issue here is going to be some of this rainfall that we're going to be looking at, not just around the center of the storm, but even some of these rain bands stretching across into Louisiana.
Officials in Houston are preparing high water vehicles and staging rescue boats in the event of flooding. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.